Hello, I'm Pauline Goldsworthy and I'm joined here by Mike Hutchinson. We will be bringing you part two of this week's Chatterbox. We will have news, information desk and two features about a retail store and a central parish in the city of Norwich. We start with information desk.
First of all, many thanks to Rita Knights and John Durrant for their kind donations, which were very much appreciated. Also, thank you to those of you who have sent in stamps and messages telling us that you enjoy Chatterbox. We always like to hear that. Now for something a bit more serious. We've been told that there are scammers in the area pretending to be trading standards, investigating a roofer who has recently carried out work. They are claiming that compensation may be due. After they've inspected the roof, they're asking residents for sums of around £2,000 for this service. Now, please be aware that trading standards are highly unlikely to visit a house unless they've been requested to do so by the householder, and they would never ask a resident for money. Certain safety precautions can be taken. For example, have a security chain fitted to your door. Check any caller's ID by ringing their employer. Get the number yourself if you can. Don't use the one they supply. If you can't do this, then send them away. Don't let anyone carry out work unless you have a second opinion. Never be taken in by callers who say they are only in the area today. Never keep large sums of money in the house or any money on view in the view of the door. This is not meant to scare you, but just to keep you in the know.
The NNAB have sent us details of this year's holiday in Great Yarmouth. It will run from Saturday the 10th to Friday the 16th of June. The cost of the holiday will be £420 per person for a single room and £370 per person for a double room. Included in the holiday will be 6 nights and 7 days in a family-run hotel, full English breakfast and 3-course evening meal every day, entertainment most evenings, and NNAB volunteer helpers. For an extra £14, you could have a ticket to the Summertime Laughter Show at Galston Pavilion Theatre. The other holiday will be the Turkey and Tinsel Break from Monday the 6th to Friday the 10th of November, costing £295 per person for a single room and £265 per person for a double. This will include 4 nights and 5 days in a family-run hotel, full English breakfast and 3-course evening meal, full Christmas and New Year activities, and NNAB volunteer holiday helpers. Please contact Donna Hewitt at the NNAB on 01603 629 558. That's 01603 629 558 for further details and to book a place if you're interested. And now we get back to the news.
Thrill seekers and adrenaline junkies are being offered the chance to throw themselves off a Welsh mountain and travel at speeds of up to 100 miles an hour along Europe's longest zip wire to raise money for Norfolk's sight loss charity. The 1-mile-long zip wire at Bethesda in Wales is the fastest in the world. Now the Norfolk and Norwich Association for the Blind, the NNAB, is offering the chance to join fundraiser Jeremy Goss and take part in the experience. The 2017 Zipwire Challenge comes a year after 9 daredevil NNAB fundraisers raised money around £5,000 for the charity by stepping off the 500-foot high platform and experiencing the zipwire last May at a former slate quarry near Bangor in North Wales. Now the NNAB is seeking a new team of daredevils to take part in the 2017 challenge over the weekend of May the 20th to the 21st. Participants pay £80 to take part, which includes transport to Wales, accommodation and the zipwire experience itself, and are asked to pledge to raise a minimum of £150 sponsorship for the charity.
Vulnerable people, children and the elderly are set to benefit from lottery fund grants. Community groups in the region will receive more than £400,000 for their projects, all of which are designed to help the community in some way. The largest grant in this area will go to Norwich's King's Community Church, which is receiving £175,817 funding for a project called the King's Venue to combat the effects of poverty in the Mile Cross estate. The project is designed to tackle the estate's high levels of deprivation and poor education, as well as employment, parenting and long-term health problems. Toby Skipper, the church's lead elder, said the grant would help support 900 people over 5 years through activities including drop-in computer support, debt advice sessions and a youth theatre group. Another recipient is Norwich's Grapes Hill Community Garden Group, which will receive £10,000 to expand its activities at the garden and help engage people facing social isolation. The Norwich's Magdalen Street Celebration, which runs a music and culture festival in October, will receive a £10,000 grant to go towards nutritionist-led cookery sessions, community meal events, a food fair, and fortnightly historian-led outdoor walks, including volunteering opportunities and training. The Norwich and Norfolk OCD Voluntary Support Group will receive £10,000 to help fund its clinic, which helps people with obsessive-compulsive disorder across East Anglia. And Fawnsett Parish Council is to receive £2,146 so it can buy and install a community access defibrillator, which will be located at an adapted phone box for anyone to use in case of cardiac arrest.
Up to 2,000 people a month are seeking help from the human rights group Equal Lives after having disability or employment benefits cut, just as the advice services funding is set for more debate. The advocacy service has helped 38 people appeal their personal independence payments this year and expects almost three quarters of claimants to win. Flaws in the assessment system conducted by ATOS and Capita on behalf of the Department for Work and Pensions has caused the UN to find evidence of grave or systemic violation of disabled people's human rights. On February the 20th, the full Norfolk County Council will discuss the funding to information and advice services, including Equal Lives, for 2018 and 19. The initial recommendation was to cut it by £63,000, but Policy and Resources Committee is now asking the Council to agree to a delay, the saving of £63,000 until 2018-19, to give an opportunity to further understand the impact. Advisor advocate Michael Shank said, "Assessors are constantly under pressure to get people off their benefit," he said. "They are not really being listened to when they try to explain a problem. Their health condition has not changed, so why suddenly are they receiving less care?"
Victoria Waterfield is volunteer for Time Norfolk. The charity provides free confidential support to women and their partners who have experienced a pregnancy loss through miscarriage, termination or stillbirth. They also provide care for women who are facing an unplanned or complicated pregnancy or have other pregnancy-related issues such as pre- or postnatal depression or infertility. It was not too long ago that Miss Waterfield was a client herself, giving her a unique level of empathy when she meets clients. "I had 4 miscarriages over the period of a decade. The NHS would not do anything to help me to find out why I kept miscarrying," said Miss Waterfield, who lives in Norwich and has an 11-year-old son. "After the last one, in 2013, I had a breakdown, but still I was made to wait 18 weeks to see a specialist who didn't even take my temperature. and I tried to take my own life because I felt there was no other way out. Miss Waterfield said the miscarriages had made her feel useless. It's like you can't do the most basic function of being a woman, she said, and the terms the doctors use, such as product of conception for the baby, when I was told to go home and flush it down the toilet. I was left to labour at home on my own. Miss Waterfield had what is known as a missed miscarriage, where the baby has died but the body does not recognise the pregnancy loss or expel the pregnancy tissue. So my body was clinging on to this baby for dear life, she said. It was very traumatic. It was basically giving birth with nothing at the end of it. After going through the heartbreak of the miscarriage, Miss Waterfield was visited by a social worker from Helston Hospital and referred to Time Norfolk. It was the first time anyone actually listened to what I had to say, she said. After an initial session, Miss Waterfield was matched with a counsellor who she said was a perfect fit. Ruth Kettle, fundraising and events coordinator, said, "We can say that paid for around 25 face-to-face counselling sessions. On average, people take around 8 to 10 sessions, so that paid for 2 or 3 clients to complete their journey with us." But she said even small amounts of money helped. Finding funding is hard nowadays with government cuts and the NHS doesn't have the money to offer us. So we apply for small grants. Having money from Comic Relief coming in is a massive thing for us, so we can spend more time on working with our clients rather than searching for funding.
Now we have the second of this week's features. This week, Derek James looked back fondly on Greens, a Norwich Gents outfitters that closed in 1960. Here is Roy Townsend to read Derek's reminiscences.